Cannes Film Fest dealmakers trash Trump's tariffs on foreign films, he's killing us. By Breitbart News on May 16, 2025. AFP, there are not many fans of Donald Trump's dream to save Hollywood with tariffs among the dealmakers at the Cannes Film Festival, even among those who voted for him. Unlike Robert De Niro, a vocal critic who called Trump America's Philistine president at the festival's opening ceremony, they told AFP they have no political or personal axes to grind with him. But they see his idea of 100% tariffs on movies produced in foreign lands as a massive potential disaster for an industry already shaken by streaming platforms. I don't see any benefit to what he is trying to do. If anything, it could really hurt us, Scott Jones, the head of Artist View Entertainment, told AFP. A lot of people are out of work right now, and this is not going to make it better. There needs to be method to the madness, said the producer. In Cannes with a Tennessee-shot Civil War epic The Legend of Van Doren. Trump's own special ambassadors to the industry, actors John Voight and Sylvester Stallone, both signed a letter Tuesday thanking him for drawing attention to runaway U.S. productions being shot overseas, but asking for tax breaks to keep them in the United States rather than tariffs. A wide coalition of Hollywood producers, writers and directors groups also put their names to the call. More than 80 countries offer production tax incentives, and as a result, numerous productions that could have been shot in America have instead located elsewhere, they said. The biggest American film at Cannes is Tom Cruise's Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning, which was mostly shot in Britain and South Africa. Catastrophic. Hollywood movies are made all over the world, said Louise Lantagna, head of Quebec Creative, which supports the Canadian industry. And producers have been going north to make movies in Canada for decades because we are cheaper and we have tax credits, great facilities and really top technical talent, she added. Of course it is going to be hell if tariffs happen, she told AFP, but for the moment it is just a tweet. Even if everyone is really stressed by these declarations. Many, like American sales agent Monique White of California Pictures, think tariffs are unfeasible and Trump will quietly drop the idea. Tariffs are legally and technically impossible without changing the law in Congress, which doesn't look likely, she told AFP. But others worry that the damage has already been done. One veteran producer who voted twice for Trump and asked not be named said the threat of them alone has already been catastrophic for confidence. Investors, particularly foreign ones, don't want to get burned down the line. He's killing us, he told AFP. Too expensive. Even if Trump manages to push tariffs through, Lantagna argued it would be a bureaucratic nightmare to rule on what is a U.S. film, as financing and talent is now so international. Sylvain Velmar, who won the Oscar for sound editing in 2017 for Arrival, gave two clear examples from his own recent work. He is in Cannes for the red carpet premiere of the U.S. film Splitsville starring Dakota Johnson. It was completely shot in Quebec, he told AFP, but with American money. And last year he worked on the Paramount film Novocaine, which was set in San Diego but shot in South Africa with its post-production in Quebec. American producers do not have the money anymore to shoot in the U.S. like they used to in California. It is so expensive, he told AFP. California's Governor Gavin Newsom has been struggling to push through plans to double tax breaks to $750 million, 670 million euros, a year to stem the flight, as some whites said is still way too small. Meanwhile, Cannes' bustling industry market is crammed with countries offering generous fiscal incentives to tempt U.S. movie and TV makers their way.